Pope Benedict told pilgrims and tourists in St. Peter's Square today to find time for God in their everyday lives and to respect Sunday as a day of prayer. Eimear McCarthy reports on this week's General Audience.
The summer season appears to have arrived at the Vatican, and in his first Wednesday audience of June, held in St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict reminded the pilgrims and tourists that even on vacation, they need to save some time for God.
Dear brothers and sisters, our catechesis today deals with another great monastic figure of the High Middle Ages, Rabanus Maurus.
In tracing the life and legacy of an 8th century saint, Rabanus Maurus, a fellow German and a fellow lover of the arts, the Pope said that this extraordinary figure of the High Middle Ages shows us that juggling the demands of daily life and the demands of our spiritual life is not impossible.
This great man of the Church continues to inspire us by his example of an active ministry nourished by study, profound contemplation, and constant prayer.
At work with its pressing rhythm, said Pope Benedict, and on vacation, we must reserve a moment for God, opening up to him with a thought, a meditation, or even a small prayer. And above all, we must never forget the Lord's Day. As Rabanus Maurus writes, lending ourselves mind, heart, and senses to everything we do for the glory of God. But exactly who was Rabanus Maurus? It would appear he was many things: a monk, a poet, a theologian, an advisor to princes, and a composer.
Rabanus entered monastic life at a young age as an oblate, was trained in the liberal arts, and received a broad formation in the Christian tradition.
Christian faith, concluded Pope Benedict XVI, is not thought alone. It touches us at every level of our being, and as such, we too must search for God in all the dimensions of our existence. I'm Eimear McCarthy.